Hello and welcome to the RLPFM Basketball Show. I'll be your host for the evening, Nathan Jolly. Welcome to all your listeners out there for what will be another big show, 98.7 FM on your dial. But without any further ado, we do have two outstanding guests tonight in Mr. Dane Swatella.
Yeah.
Of the Frankston Blues Seaball Men's Team. We're waiting for a little bit of audience action. There we go. And of course, his running mate, Ishmael Ish, a.k.a. Swish Hollis. Welcome, Ish, to the basketball show.
We're here.
So he gets three nicknames, I don't get any? Okay, fair
enough. We're going to get to that. We've had the pre-show meeting, and that's something that we do want to get to the bottom of, Dane, is why you don't have a nickname yet. You've been in the country for a couple of weeks.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I'm thinking Captain America. I could see the big man donning that cape. But how's your week?
Doesn't wear a cape. Learn your superheroes.
We do have a big show. We'll be talking all things Seaball. We've got round one coming up on Sunday at the House of Blues. The Frankston Blues take on the Albury Bandits. The ladies tip off at 1:30 p.m. and the boys at 3:30 p.m. Get down there, 90 Bardia Avenue, Seaford, the House of Blues. We're going to be talking, obviously, to Kayla Standish, the Lady Blues import who's just landed. Hopefully get Kayla on the phone after our first break in probably about 10 minutes. We're going to get Kayla on the line and talk all things Lady Blues. But, of course, we're going to be dissecting the men's season with you fellas and a little bit of NCAA because it is now down to the final four of the NCAA tournament. And then talk a little bit of NBA. But, fellas, over to you. How's your week been? Tell our listeners, Frankston Blues, I guess starting with the Frankston Blues launch last Sunday. You've had a big week down at the House of Blues with the Frankston Academy school holiday camps. How they been, Ish? I've been impressed with your work. And how you been?
Oh, it's been great. Definitely starting with the launch last week. I believe that we got a lot out of it. We also unveiled the new jerseys we'll be wearing this season as well, so we're definitely excited about that. As far as the camps, the holiday camps, man, I've had a lot of help from obviously the other import, Dane right here, and also the women's import, Kayla, and a couple of other Seaball women's and men's players. So without them,
Tanae and Matt.
Yeah, Tanae and Matt and Mike for the first day. Mm-hmm. Without them, you know, the camp wouldn't run as smoothly. So having them alongside me definitely helped out a lot. So thankful for that and ready for this weekend.
Mr. Swatella, Captain America, how's your week been? Another week in Oz, I dare say, is a better thing. Again, the launch, you look good on the beach. The first to get your top off, which I thought was a bit shy of you. But how's your week been? And obviously the camp as well. You're a great leader in that. Let our listeners know, I guess, the enjoyment that probably some of our listeners' children had this week by attending the camp, but those that missed out, next week we do have an opportunity for people to register online at Frankston Basketball. But Dane, how was your week been?
Well, I've done quite a few things that I really wanted to do. Actually, I went surfing for the first time with a few of my teammates, Jake and Matt. Granted, they neglected to share a few bits of information with me. And so after the fact, the beach we went to was called Suicide Point. And there was shark spottings for 48 hours leading up to that day. I know some other kids who surf that thought I was crazy for going there. I just kind of trusted my teammates. But thankfully, I'm not dead.
That's why I didn't go.
Yeah. Considering that I got washed up in rocks, I had a...
I am a little bit concerned because Frankston Basketball, you are insured. So I'm not sure insurance covers getting out on Suicide Point.
That wasn't my fault. They didn't tell me what the beach was called. I thought we were going to some little sand bay, whatever. So, but I went surfing, made it out alive. Me and Ish went and saw our first footy game.
Yeah. Hawthorne Hawks.
I am about to declare allegiance.
Yes.
We are Hawthorne Hawk fans.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We are. Hey.
We are Hawk guys. He's now the reason too, because he's from Atlanta, so he's got the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes.
And I'm from
Iowa
and I got the Iowa Hawkeyes, who's my team too. So kind of by default, we are Hawk fans.
Hawk fans.
Thank you, Anthony and Petra Vergona, for that one.
Yes.
But to digress a little bit, in terms of the camp went well. The first 3 days that we had it. Great turnout of kids, great energy and atmosphere around the club. And it's contagious with everything that's going on, with all the new changes, with all the new kind of experiences that are about to start happening. You know, the players feel it, and that's translating to the kids having, just kind of more fun with learning and just kind of enjoying their first couple days there with the slam dunk camp.
Definitely. And we also can't forget about our Rising Stars camp. a lot of individual one-on-one work that the kids will love. And we even do groups up to four. So, I mean, I know you pretty much enjoy having that Rising Stars workout as well.
Yeah. I've been doing skills training with kids for a long time back in the States. I mean, you can check out any information on that at our website, franksonbasketball.com.au.
.asn.au, but that's...
What is it?
.asn.au.
Yes.
.asn.au. We still fresh to it.
Okay. Yeah, so any information you can check out, you can log in, sign up for all those camps. It's between one to three kids. You can sign up with your buddies, or you can just sign up and do individual sessions. But Ish and I and a few of the other American imports on the female side will be running those workouts.
Fantastic. And I did see firsthand the great work that you did do with the camp attendees over the last 3 days. There was a lot of happy parents out of that. There was a great little touch of the motivation of the day. I love that Ish. It's almost up there with the prophecy of Ish, which we're going to come back to at the later stages of this show, which Captain America, he made sure that was on the run sheet, which was fantastic. But let's talk about the Blues launch last week. Being there, wearing my general manager's hat of Frankston Basketball, it was a really professional, well-run event. It seemed like there is a buzz around the two groups, which is fantastic. You're both personalities, which is great, and I'm sure our listeners over the course of the season are really going to really build some connectivity to you two. What did you think? And professional teams previously, do they do a similar season launch? And there was some great photography on the beach, which you can get to our Facebook page to check out. What did you think? And did you feel the love?
Definitely felt the love, and I will say, Paul, our man Paul Grote, best team manager in the world, he definitely stole the show with the photo. We plaster that all over the front page of our website, because it is a classic.
Yes, it is.
But in terms of a launch for a season, it was a great atmosphere to be a part of. I had heard about the new jerseys, not anything actually before I came out here, but we will be unveiling our new uniforms versus Aubrey this Sunday at 3:30 p.m. We've got two new sets. We've got another one, kind of it's a throwback one to the old Bayside Blues, and then we've got one more that we're gonna save for a special occasion. Yes. But I've seen some pictures of it. I'm gonna tell you, they're pretty slick. So you know, kind of with the new image, the new energy of the gym and the stadium, and kind of now with the new uniforms, it's exciting times to be a part of that.
There's a little bit of momentum in the building, which is nice. But Ish, what did you think? Obviously, hosted by Sophia's Restaurant, great supporters of the Frankston Blues program. Get down there on the waterfront at Frankston Pier there. It's an amazing spot. Beautiful day. What did you think? And, again, the photography on the beach, I thought was we'll be rolling that out throughout the year. It's a nice touch.
Yeah, first, can I say the experience at Sophia's was amazing. You know, I thought they greeted us very well. I thought their servers were amazing. They were always on cue whenever we need anything. So definitely thanks to Sophia's.
And if anybody that knows me knows I like to eat, and that food was on point.
And the food was amazing. So
oh my gosh,
we got to thank them for that. But,
Can I just jump in? Yes. I mean, and before you get into it, but you know that it's good food when Captain America was seen. There was an invite for doggy bags for people to take some food home.
Yes.
Every piece of prime rib,
it was gone.
If there was like I was there for steak left over, it went home with me.
Yes.
Protein diet for the week. But sorry, Ish.
Yeah, I know, but definitely. But as far as the photos went, we had a great photography guy. He put us in some great shots, and I think we really enjoyed it. We had a couple shots where Dane was kind of trying to hover over me, but I was like, hey, I'm the big guy here, And also, as far as the launch itself, I thought it went very smoothly. We had Nathaniel hosting it for us, so he did a great job. And, obviously,
Nate Denman, absolutely the MC at the House of Blues. Get down there Sunday if you want to get some entertainment, not only on the court, you're going to get some definitely some entertainment
definitely
off the court.
Get it off the court.
Oh, that man is entertaining.
Yes.
He is funny to listen to, too. And he does a great job.
Yes, you guys are going to enjoy it. You guys are in for a show.
Look, it is a big show tonight. We are going to go to a break, and we'll be back shortly. And we'll have Kayla, Lady Blues, Frankston Lady Blues, Siebel Import, Kayla Standish on the line to talk all things Lady Blues and their big clash with Aubrey on Sunday. This is your host, Nathan Jolly. In studio guests, Dane, Captain America, Swatella, and Ish Swish Hollis. We're going to now get into the Lady Blues' big first-round match on Sunday against Aubrey, and we're fortunate enough to have the Lady Blues, the VA Group, I should say, recent naming rights partners, the VA Group, Lady Blues, Frankston Lady Blues Import. Kayla Standish on the line. Kayla, are you there? How are you?
Kayla.
I'm good. I'm here.
We heard you laughing. I didn't give myself that nickname, by the way.
Yes.
I doubt that,
Dane. Dane gave it away by when he came in with his Captain America cape. But Kayla, how are you? Is this the first time we've had you on the basketball show?
Yeah, this is the first time.
And you've been in the country for how long? A couple of weeks?
I've actually haven't left the country in a year.
Oh, well, getting into town, my bad.
Yes, a few weeks I've been here.
So just for our listeners, we normally do it to a first-time guest. Give us a thumbnail sketch of the career of Kayla Standish and what's got you to Frankston for season 2016.
Well, I basically came to Frankston because I went to Gonzaga with Kelly Bowen. We had a good time together, won some games. Didn't really think we'd get to play together again, so I signed with Frankston back in, I think, October, and then Kelly and I played together in the WNBL for Adelaide, and so now here I am, moved to Frankston about 2 weeks ago.
And just for our listeners, it is a round one clash this Saturday, 1:30 p.m. at the House of Blues. How's the girls' preseason form, the Lady Blues preseason? You've joined the campaign just a little bit late, but you've come off a stellar WNBL season with the Adelaide Lightning being named Player of the Week for the last couple of weeks of that season. How are the girls travelling, and you must be looking forward to Sunday?
Yeah, I think, you know, the girls, like you said, a bit late getting here, but yeah, I think they've all had a really good preseason. We're a pretty young team, and I think everyone's really keen to go out and play well for Frankston. I'm excited. I've never played in the steeple, so this will be my first time. Got to get used to the cold weather again. No, I'm really excited to play down here and get it going.
Okay, well, Kayla, I have a couple questions for you. Let's see. Teammates to watch out for this season.
I think Tanea Phillips hasn't really had a fair go yet, and I think that people might be shocked at how well she does. I've only trained with her a few times in a couple of games, but she's a, fierce competitor, and she, I think she'll bring a lot, definitely a lot to this team, but I think she's got a lot to show for herself throughout the league.
Okay. What about your juniors on the team? How did you feel about them and how they would contribute towards the season?
Juniors, actually last night it was pretty funny at training. We all had to call each other by our last name, and a few of them I just cannot remember, but pretty much couldn't pronounce.
Nan Curvis, you struggle with that?
Yeah, Emma. She, I reckon she's a force to be dealt with. I mean, she's only, I think, 15 years old, and she's got a very good skill set and the right attitude. So I think Emma, on her own, can definitely hold herself. But the rest of the juniors are all, everyone's really looking forward to it. Everyone's got a good attitude. Obviously having a new coach, everyone's kind of adjusting to the new offense and to the new defensive style because he's got a bit of a different style for us to play. But I think the young girls are doing a really good job and they're all just really keen to learn.
Definitely. With all that youth, though, throughout the season, how do you think that will hold up? I know you're probably more in a leadership role with this team since you definitely are one of the oldest players on the team, but only because you have so much youth, So how would that youth play into effect, especially when you go into very close games during the game, towards the end of the game, when you're in really tight, close games? How would that affect you guys?
Well, that sounds weird, being called the old one on the team.
Yes. But you're still young.
Mid-20s is an old. It's just we've got a younger demographic there.
Yes, that's right.
They're right, I'm not offended-ish. like I said, they're all, really anxious to go out and play. So, obviously the leadership roles of us elder players will be key, to keep the ball rolling in those crucial moments. But I think that the young girls, with Kelly and Sammy Simmons, leading the team, I think, they're just phenomenal leaders on and off the court. And I feel like once we all kind of get on the same page, everyone's getting comfortable with each other's style of play and whatnot. So I think that, you know, the juniors will definitely hold themselves when we come into the situation, basically because Sammy and Kelly just lead the team so well.
Okay, definitely.
You are on the Ardor PFM basketball show, 98.7 FM. You can get us online. So, Kayla, if you've got some relatives back home in just outside Spokane, what's your hometown?
Ellensburg.
You've told me that a few times. They can tune in. So the next time you're on the basketball show, rdlpfm.com.au. But we're going to get one last question from Captain America, and then we'll let you get back to what sounds like a... we out in the city for dinner?
Yeah, I'm not really sure where we are, but we're going to the AFL, so probably near the stadium, I assume.
Big game.
You're going to the game. What team do you go for?
In the what?
You said you're going to the AFL? You're going to the footy game tonight?
Yeah.
Hawthorne, right?
Who are you? What team do you go for? Who you pledge allegiance to?
Melbourne. Good guess. Well done, Kayla.
She got to do more research. It's okay. It's
you don't have a team yet?
Who are the Pies? The Magpies?
Oh, Magpies. You're going to have to take your front teeth out, Kayla. But that's no offense to all those Collingwood supporters I'm about to call in. But Dane, one last question.
All right, one last question, because I got I didn't know much about it coming out, and then I had a lot of people talking about it recently, just for the whole the women's basketball community in general, with Lauren Jackson, the famous WNBL player, stepping down, and the famous, what are they, the Boomers?
Opals. Close.
See, that's how little I know. But apparently it was a very big deal. Did you ever get a chance to play against her in any of your youth or kind of development programs or anything?
I don't know if it's fortunately or unfortunately, never got to play against Lauren Jackson. She was, I guess, contracted with the Canberra Capitals the couple of years that I've played in the WNBL. But no, I have not played against her, which, you know, would have been an absolute honor. I'm sure she would have ran circles around me, but no, I didn't get to play against her, unfortunately.
And nice pickup, Captain America. Lauren Jackson, probably arguably Australia's greatest female basketballer, and probably will be for a long time. Was the number one draft pick. You were drafted, Kayla, second round, was it? Or first round at the WNBA?
Second round. Pretty funny. I mean, it was an awesome experience. I got to go to the ESPN studios. It just felt totally out of my comfort zone with, you know, the top players in the nation. But yeah, I got to go. I went to Minnesota Lynx, went to training camp for about 7 days, I think. Got a bit of money and, it was pretty good. It was an awesome experience. I mean, you know, playing against, numerous Olympians. You know, I think I fell for one of my more, shot fakes, and she took one dribble and basically slammed it down my throat.
She's a Georgia girl, so.
Yeah. of course. Thanks.
Well, we are going to wind it up there, Kayla. Thank you for coming on the basketball show. You are going to be a regular, although you're busy tonight. And, definitely get in touch with the relatives back at Ellensburg to tune in. Dane's got the family tuning in from Iowa there, so Wisconsin or what Midwest state they the Swatella clan are across.
We just grouped together in one general state. That's nice.
South Dakota.
thank you again. Good luck Sunday, and look forward to having you again on the basketball show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Bye, Kayla.
See you guys.
That was Kayla Standish of the VA Group Lady Blues. Dane shaking his head. He's like, Nathan, you don't know about the
No, nobody knows about the Midwest. American states. You say you're from the Midwest, and people just want to know how far away it is from Chicago.
But you did call our national women's team the Boomers, which they are the Opals, of course. But
the Opals, yes.
The men of the Boomers. You got to remember that. You're close. Yes. But we are going to talk about the girls' game on Sunday against Albury-Wodonga, 1:30 p.m. at the House of Blues. Siebel are tipping the Lady Blues to get over this. Albury-Wodonga finished bottom of the table last year. They didn't have a great year, the Albury Lady Bandits. The Lady Blues finished fifth, so they need to start their season off with the right tone, I guess. And talking about young Emma Nankervis, 15-year-old, making her debut, along with Emily Ferrier, Tegan Femengu as well, which is fantastic, which probably one of those surnames that Caleb was struggling with. But, gentlemen, you've seen a bit of the Lady Blues over the preseason. What do you think, and should our fans be expecting a W come Sunday?
Oh, yes, definitely. They have a lot of talent is what I noticed, especially with that big three right there with Tanea, Kelly, and Kayla. they have a lot of talent, and you know, I know they have a lot of youth as well. But with all that talent from that experienced players, I think that it will help them throughout the season, because it's only going to make the young players get better, because they have so much that they can learn. So they have so much room for improvement. So watching them over the preseason, especially that last one versus Dandy, they really showed themselves, you know, and they really did really well. So I'm definitely expecting a win for the outcome on Sunday against Aubrey.
The biggest thing that I noticed was, especially just through Kelly and Kayla, is the leadership. Yes. And again, and when you have strong leadership and you have motivated youth surrounding it, that's a pretty dangerous combination. And those two are clearly leaders, and they're pushing Tanea to be as good as she can be, and they're pushing all the juniors as much as well too. So yeah, that's one of the biggest things, that their two best players are two of their hardest workers and their best leaders. So it's a good combination for success for the women.
Oh,
and
definitely.
And it seems like you've built some. There's a collegiate atmosphere between the Lady Blues and the men's team. It seems like it's we are a family, which is a great, great culture to be building on. You talk about Kelly Bowen. She's come off a really big year for the Lightning. As a leader, both you men are leaders. The expectations now on you know, Kelly and I guess Kayla. Sometimes as a player, does that put too much pressure on you, or is it something that's just you taking your stride and do what you do?
Well, between those two, considering that they played 4 years at Gonzaga, were as successful as they were, played in the WNBA. I mean, you can just, when we see them around, just in person, when you see them on the court, there's a chemistry there that, I mean, mm-hmm. it's, you can't fake it.
Yeah, it's something, you can't break that.
Yeah, so they've got such a bond, and that's the whole reason that they came back here, was just to play it again. So when you see the two of them around each other, you know that it's a genuine chemistry on the team, and that chemistry is, I mean, it's going to be contagious, especially with how hard they work and how talented they are. Girls are going to learn from them just by playing against them.
Yeah. And just with that, you know, talking about the women's game in the US, you know, you guys are students of the game. You know, you've got really good IQ. You obviously are involved from a male perspective, but the female game in America, where is it heading? You know, I know Lauren Jackson was probably one of the early players, where she just had a low post game. You know, she could flat out score in the low block. She competed. You know. The Final Four's on at the moment with the women's NCAA, UConn, a perennial, you know, powerhouses. What is the difference with the US system and what you see to the Australian way of playing?
Well, from what I noticed, definitely the athleticism. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, especially in the US, the athleticism. That's kind of overwhelming in a lot of respects, you know, especially compared to like Australian women basketball, because I feel like both they're both fundamentally sound, you know, Australia and in the US. I feel like the women's game is more fundamentally sound than the men's game, and that's just my opinion. But definitely in the US, the athleticism, especially with the new younger players coming up, they're so athletic, and it's really evolving the game of the WNBA as well, because you know, you have those women out there just making high flyers.
Girls in the WNBA who can dunk.
Who can dunk, you know, and they're making acrobatic plays. I mean, they're unbelievable to watch, and their work ethic is amazing, because they always have to prove themselves. You know, they have that in their ear about, oh, this is women's basketball. So they work extremely hard. So,
and just today, any campers that you saw over the last 3 days that were potential future Lady Blues?
Oh, yeah, that was several of them.
She's going to need to keep working. She was in my group, Lola.
Yeah,
Lola has some skill. So she was out there competing with the boys at her same age. So hopefully she keeps playing, and she'll be a good Lady Blue once she gets of age.
Oh, yeah. And we had a couple.
Well, I mean, the team's got 13, 14, 15-year-olds on it, basically. Yeah, she might be eligible right now.
She might be, yeah.
You are listening to the Adult PFM Basketball Show, 98.7 FM on your dial. You can listen online. Of course, we're brought to you by the Bobcats Basketball and Frankston Basketball, powered by Frankston Mitsubishi. We are going to go to a quick break. We'll be back, and we're going to talk all things you, gentlemen. The spotlight is on you. We're going to talk about the big game on Sunday, round one of what is going to be, I think, a season that may be chalked up in the history books. I know Ish doesn't like to talk about it, but we are up and about. We're going to talk about the Siebel Frankston Blues, Carrum Downs Community Bank Frankston Blues, shortly after this break. I didn't introduce you at the start of the show. We do have a guest paneler the big kahuna, Brendan Toefler.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here. In all of the talent that you've arraigned again tonight, Nath, so congratulations. And I'm sort of getting keen about maybe coming down and checking out the House of Blues. Maybe you've got to get down there and check it all out.
But I
wanted to play that one for Ish because that was Rory, and that's a boy from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia, that's right. There you go. I appreciate
that. I got a VIP pass I can give you two for Sunday.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay, feeling the love. It's up and about. But we're talking off air nicknames. Captain America's he's not taking well to the Captain America nickname, which in Australia, if you don't like the nickname given to you, people just continue to call you that. But you actually, we were recounting a funny tale about one of your teammates, Jake McCauley, and how he uses, I'm not sure if he uses the English language, but your teammates, talk us through it. And Jake, he's inventive.
Well, he's a surfer. He looks the part like a surfer. Tan, scruffy hair, got the man bun. And he won't call you by your actual name. Whatever your name is, he's either going to add an E to the end of it or he's going to add an O to the end of it. So we got a guy named Nash. You know, it's his last name. That's Nashy. We got Matt. That's Maddie. It's Dane. It's Dano. So nobody, but that's with all your guys' words, as we were talking about, is you guys take anything that has more than three syllables in it, and even if it only has three letters, like the MCG, you guys take three letters. That's apparently too difficult to say and cut it down and call it the G. You guys take words like uncoordinated, and you guys call people unco. You guys take, we're going to have a gathering. I hear about that, you know, that's the youth thing. They talk about having a party, a gathering. They call that a gath. So you guys just refuse to take a word for its face value.
We're just an efficient bunch.
And just, yeah.
You know, we're too busy enjoying the Australian way of life.
Yeah, you guys, just the efficiency, you guys beat the hell out of that with all your words.
Very funny. But we are going to talk about the Blues' first home game coming up on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Against Albury Bandits, who were the finalists last year. It must be said they are a team that a star-studded lineup. You know, we're not going to hide away from or hide from that. It is game of the week. Siebel, in their wisdom, have identified that the Frankston Blues and Albury Wodonga Bandits will be going head-to-head, and with that will be the game of the week. And, you know, there's both you gentlemen are mentioned in the preview. Coach Wallace, a new addition to the Blues program, that's listed. But the thing that concerned me is just the prediction. Albury Wodonga by 8 points, who do take on Dandenong the night before on Saturday. For those fans that want to get down to do a bit of scouting of Albury, they are playing Dandenong on Saturday night. What do you guys think of that? And obviously you're excited coming into the first game. You get to do what you're probably put on the planet to do.
Well, you look at the people who assess this stuff, break this stuff down. I mean, they've seen Albury play. The team is relatively intact from what they had last season. They've added a few new pieces, so they're a little bit more athletic. They're a little bit, you know, better at this, better at that. So they have an idea of what they can do. We understand we're a very unproven team. You know, we've got a lot of youth. We've got a lot of experience, but nobody's really seen us do it again in a live setting, 40 minutes in a game that really counts. So you understand, you know, kind of where they take the assessments, you know, and where they want to put it. But, you know, we're not going to take anything into that. You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, we know what our coach has prepared us to do. Everything that we've done all season, kind of leading up to this point, has been, and he constantly reiterate and prep that, is for preparation for Albury. So
I do like the quote, though, that I think Ish has been in the journalist's ear. There's the Blues are on the right track with imports Dane Swatella and Ishmael Hollis, who have the strength and pure stroke to give Franks the competitive total. Of course, they talk about Thomas Wilson, but I like that. Pure stroke. Ish, I reckon they've got it on the money there.
I don't know. We just have to see, you know, one game at a time. We'll see how it goes.
Humble and modest, I like it. But you must be looking forward to, you look good in blue, putting on the new blue jersey. And as you said, it's new uniforms being unveiled on Sunday. The Bayside Blues, will get to that in the Heritage Round against Geelong, round three. But how has training been this week, Ish? And you think the boys are ready to go?
We've been training really hard. It's just been like every other week. But this week we actually have our first a real game that counts this upcoming, but we're just going to take it one day at a time. We still have a couple more days to prepare for it, so we're not getting ahead of ourselves. You know, we still have, like I said, a couple days ahead of us, so we're just going to take it one day at a time.
You're fairly active on social media. Shout out your Twitter handles just for our listeners out there.
Oh, yes, at Swish Hollis. You definitely got to go check that out on Twitter. But I'm also doing a lot of Twitter updates for our Frankston Blues. That's where I'm going to be mostly active. And also check out our Periscope as well at Frankston Blues. We're going to be doing a lot of videos and updates of our season, you know, and we do some question and answers, you know, throughout our road trips, you know, and everything like that. If you have any questions for Captain America or myself or either other greats like Benny Lewis or any of our other players, so...
Absolutely, and the game's going to be live streamed. You can access that from 1:20 p.m. on Sunday. Blues Basketball Media on the YouTube channel. And if you're at home and you can't get to the House of Blues, YouTube's an amazing platform now. You can just sit down on your couch, watch it via your smart TV, and you won't miss any of the action. There's been a few live streaming of the preseason game, which is great. So there's some games you can watch just to build up the anticipation. And of course, the Carrum Downs Community Bank have re-signed today for season 2016 to be supporting the Blues program. Do you know much, Dane, about the opposition? How's Coach Wallace approached the scout without giving too much away? They are a talented group. Deborah George is someone that he's an outstanding Australian guard that really should be in the NBL. He's outside that. Dante Nicholas, their imports coming back, and Clay McGrath is also back. They'll be up and about Aubrey. Notwithstanding, they've got a game the night before. You're not going to let them get under the radar there. But the scout on how we're going to get the W on Sunday.
I mean, we've seen what they can do. We're aware of their capabilities, their strengths, and their weaknesses. You know, but again, our focus has been on us. We're a young team. I mean, we're not a young team. We're
a seasoned team.
No, but I want to say just we're a new team. Yeah, you know, so it's definitely not that young, but it's like, you know, where we're still starting fresh in terms of our, you know, still kind of getting everybody on the same page, just with, you know, playing with one another, learning everybody's strengths and weaknesses on our team, that we're still focused on us right now. So that's been our focus leading up to it. You know, do we know George is a shooter? Yes. Do we know that they got a big 6'10 kid who can shoot it? They got an athlete coming in? Yeah. But our focus has been on us. Our focus has been on getting better every day, every week, every practice, every drill. You know, and that's what we've been doing. And Grant Keepta and Coach Wallace does a great job of making sure that that's our focus going to each day.
I like that. I like that. Again, wearing the Frankston Basketball GM's hat, sounds like we're in good hands with Grant at the helm, and obviously you two gentlemen doing what you do. With Sunday, there's going to be a huge crowd, fan interaction. Ish spoke about it. Get on the Instagram, Frankston Blues. Also Twitter at Frankston Blues. There's a plethora of social media to get involved with.
Mine, by the way, since you didn't want to ask that, mine is just my name.
Are you on Twitter?
I guess I'm 30 years old, so I don't have any Swish super nickname. Mine's just Dane.Swatala. And I don't know how to use Twitter, so I don't use Twitter.
Yeah, there you go.
They're going to have a problem spelling that, too, by the way.
I knew you went on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, my last name. Yeah, I wish if you just search my first name, Dain. There's not many of those in the world, so mine will come
Twitter's,
up.
Twitter's blowing up at the moment. Apparently, there's a few people that can't download the stream. There's too many people live streaming, which is fantastic. So it sounds like the ratings have gone through the roof with you gentlemen in the house. But we are coming to the closing stage of the show. We're going to go to a quick break. And after that, we're going to talk all things NCAA tournament, the Final Four this weekend. College basketball does not get any better. And we're going to talk a little bit of NBA, and then we're done for the evening.
And
so
maybe the prophecy of Ish.
Yes. Yes, that's always great.
We are on the home stretch. We are down the stretch. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Big game. Good decisions need to be made. The ball needs to be in the right people's hands. And it's going to be in Dane Swatala and Ishmael Hollis's hands, who are our special guests from the Frankston Blues Seabold men's team, who take on the Albury Wodonga Bandits on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Gents, we're going to jump straight into the NCAA Final Four tournament. And for those that don't follow the college basketball, it is the pinnacle this weekend, the Final Four. The highest attendance recorded at a basketball game was during the Final Four. So the demand for it is huge. The teams that are going to be playing Villanova versus Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma, in one semi. And the other side is the University of North Carolina, the Tar Heels, taking on Syracuse, the Orange Men, who have come from the clouds, the 10th seed, taking on a number one seed in UNC. And Oklahoma and Villanova both number two seeds starting the tournament. But gents, the Elite Eight last week, there was some upsets. Let's first of all go to Ish, because it is the prophecy according to Ish. You did give us some wise words around brackets. How has the bracket gone, those 64, 68 teams that you selected early on, now to the final four? Do you still have any teams remaining?
Yeah, I mean, my last four, actually, the last four that's in the tournament.
First of all, he did not even fill out a bracket.
I had to fill out a bracket.
You did not fill out a full bracket.
Yeah,
so you
but
can't
I said this, though. I was like, North Carolina.
Yeah, you went round by round.
Yeah.
But, and every time that the teams won or lost, then you went between those teams and then you picked again. That's not how the bracket works.
Okay, so let's just bring it in a bit before Captain America takes over. Yes. You know, give him some elbow room. But
CrossFit free fall and burn off some steam.
Let's talk about the results. Kansas, number one seed, going down to Villanova, who I like Villanova. Jay Wright's got that team playing like five collective men all sharing the load. Were you surprised at that result, Kansas going down 59-64 to Villanova?
I wasn't surprised. I mean, Villanova's been playing tough all year, and they got upset in their conference final, and I think that's been a chip on their shoulder all NCAA tournament. You could tell by the way they've been playing, so that wasn't a surprise to me at all.
Who beat, just for our listeners, in the conference final, Villanova? They play in the the Big East?
They play in the Big East, yeah. In the Big East, and they got upset by Seton Hall in the championship game, and so of the conference championship, obviously. And you know, ever since then, Villanova has been just running wild with it. So you know, them being in the Final Four, you know, it's surprising to most. But
and that would have hurt Villanova. Yes. You know, the Jersey team getting them. Seton Hall, Australia's greatest male basketballer, Andrew Gaze, of course. Some great work for Seton Hall in the NCAA tournament. That loss to Michigan in the championship game was heartbreaking. I remember watching it as a young fella on Channel 10 when basketball used to be on free to air. For those listening out there, basketball was on free to air at one stage. Fox doing some good work now with the NBL. But if you do catch that, listeners, YouTube it, because Andrew's in the corner and that player doesn't make the extra pass. And Andrew looks at the coach with just great shame to say, I am the best shooter on the planet. I should have had that ball. We would have had the ring. Who was the coach as well? Just remind our listeners, who was the Seton Hall coach at the time? He had issues with Latrell Sprewell.
That's
trivia.
Yeah, that's a great trivia question. I want to say we do not know the answer to that. So,
what, issues with Latrell Sprewell?
Yeah, I think a league. Few coaches might have had a couple.
Who choked? Yeah, was that PJ?
That's PJ
Carlissimo?
Carlissimo, there you go. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was coaching Seton Hall. There you go. Bit of trivia for Captain America.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Wow. Hey, it was 1989. So, were you born in 1989?
86.
86. Well,
there you go. I wasn't even born then.
You had the back.
Way before my time.
My dad had known that.
Let's talk about the Villanova-Oklahoma matchup, and then we'll jump into the UNC-Syracuse Orange Men. Who are we tipping? And for me, Oklahoma, I like Buddy
Hield. Buddy Hield's going to have 40, and Oklahoma's going to win.
I say 27, but they're definitely going to win. They have a well-rounded team. So Oklahoma definitely come out with the victory.
Really well coached in Lon Kruger. I love Lon. He's a man that's he just turns programs around. UNLV. He coached Atlanta for a little bit, but after he promised the fans.
Yeah, it's hard to win in Atlanta.
Well,
don't promise in Atlanta. It's hard.
Exactly. All those season memberships that he had to refund. But the other side, University of North Carolina, Michael Jordan, who probably is the greatest player to play the game.
Oh, he is.
His old alumni, the Tar Heels against Syracuse, who have been upsetting teams on the back of getting out of their zone, their 2-3 monotonous zone, getting up the court. What are your thoughts on that game?
Syracuse winning that game. Nope. Only because North Carolina's best player, Bryce Johnson, he's going to struggle against that zone. All right, and if Paige is not hitting those threes, North Carolina's going to struggle. They're a great team. Don't get me wrong. They're number one seed for a reason. But if Bryce Johnson can't get the ball rolling, I can see Syracuse in their scores having a great game again, especially their freshman, Malachi. And he can definitely score in bunches.
And I don't want to rub it in, but you both picked Virginia to win the championship. They got
I picked Oklahoma to win the championship.
Yeah, I got Oklahoma. But nobody
in the country had Syracuse making the final.
Yeah, no, to be honest, I have Virginia beating Syracuse.
There
but
you go.
We all seen how Virginia was up maybe 14 during the game, but you know Syracuse made a wild comeback. You know Virginia should have been there, but since they're not Syracuse, I'm telling you they can beat this North Carolina team.
It's all reliable.
Yes,
and if you're not hitting shots, they're tough to beat, and they're well coached. And it's one of the things where they got a little bit of a that chip, that attitude. coming off the suspension, coming off losing scholarships.
Mm-hmm. And they're playing with house money. No one's expecting anything.
No one's expecting anything of them. Now, I can't stand watching Syracuse, and that's why their players never get drafted high.
No, I love that zone because they're so active.
I would have loved to play in that system. I can't stand the zone.
I would love to play in that system.
Zone is acceptable for lazy defenders who don't want to get out there and but pressure.
Okay, it's different.
That's why Syracuse people don't do well in the NBA, because when the NBA scouts look at them, they don't know if they can guard an NBA player man-to-man.
I don't know. I mean, Carmelo played there. I mean,
that's a different animal.
Yes. He played there.
Brendan is...
Hey, Johnny Flynn, Syracuse guy. He was out here in Australia.
Yeah, and apparently the worst...
Keith Warwick, he's in Australia. All Syracuse guys that come to Australia.
Yeah, Syracuse.
We are getting the wind up. We do want to get a championship tip out of both of you. So we're thinking Oklahoma and North Carolina get through. I personally think it's going to be Oklahoma, Syracuse. And I think Syracuse...
Yes, me too.
Just a little bit of X factor at the moment, but I think Buddy Hield, Long Kruger, my boy, they're going to get over the line. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm going to say Oklahoma as well. Buddy Hield, I think he's just going to – he has another chip on his shoulder too. He didn't win the National Player of the Year, which was just unreal. So, Valentine's, I mean, these next two games, you're going to see a lot from him. Believe that.
Mm-hmm. I had Oklahoma winning it, so I got Oklahoma winning it, no matter who they're going to play.
So you had Oklahoma beating Virginia?
Yes, in my bracket that I actually filled out when I was supposed to fill out and hand it in.
I knew that.
On that bracket-ish.
Your bracket is probably maybe 10% accurate.
We are getting the
wind-up.
For all those fans listening, get down to the House of Blues on Sunday, 1:30 p.m. tip-off for our Lady Blues. Thank you, Mr. Captain America, Dane Swatella, for joining us, and Ish the Swish, a.k.a. Swish Hollis. Thank you again. We look forward to getting you back on next week.
Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Go Spurs.
Absolutely. For those that can't get to the game... For those that can't get to the game on Sunday, you can live stream it on the Blues Media YouTube channel. Shout out to Darren Marnie Walsh, couldn't be here tonight. Look forward to seeing you next week, Bobby. Thank you, Brendan, for running the panel again, mate. You're a star.
All good. Thank you very much, and thanks, guys. I really love the show. And
real quick, though, make sure, again, if you guys have any questions about our training with our Rising Stars program, head on to the website, franksandblues.anz.au.
ASN. For association.
Is that
one of those acronyms that you complain
about. Get onto the website, check them out, and hope to see you guys at the game on Sunday.
And thank you to Kayla Standish, who was also our phone guest. You are on the RLPFM Basketball Show, and thank you, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Cheers.